You're more than you think you are. You are more than you think you are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. You are more than you think you are. Every one of us think that we are human beings. We think that we're wonderful human beings. You know, you can touch us, you know, and we're human beings. You sit on this side and you get touched. You're human beings. And you say, well, that's it. You know, I'm a human being. And as a human being, I am what? Limited? As a human being, I am unlimited. As a human being, I can do anything I want to do. As a human being, I can fly. As a human being, I can take out-of-body journeys. As a human being, I can do all sorts of good things. Is that correct? No, it's not correct. That's not correct. You see, the human being says you can't do things. The human being says you're limited to whatever your physical body is. The divine being says you're unlimited. You can do anything you want. Whatsoever things I have done, ye shall do more than these. Remember? Remember?
Yes.
Things that I do, you shall do also, and greater things than these shall you do, right? Now, what is that all about? That's a bunch of malarkey, isn't it? He raised the dead. Rah! But did he raise the dead?
No.
What did he do? He said they're only sleeping. Remember?
Yes.
Every single person that he dealt with, they were only sleeping. He said they're not dead. So now, what are we doing? We get our programs all twisted up. What did Hippocrates, the father of medicine, say to his followers? I'm sorry? If you're going to speak, speak up. And if you don't know the full term, don't say it because then you mess me up. Okay, the father of medicine said,
heal thyself.
That too. But he said,
keep the patient.
Let me say it now that you guys are so coming in. But he said, I'll go along with Sylvia's statement there, we can only keep the patient alive long enough that the inner self heals itself, that the body heals itself. The medicine that the doctors give you doesn't heal anything. Nothing heals anything. The doctors will not say, we will heal you. They don't say that. They will not say that to a patient. They will not say that, come and see us and we'll heal you. We'll cure you. They said, what we'll do is we will allay the illness, we'll lay the viruses and so forth, so that your body gets a chance to catch up and your immune system gets a chance to take over again and heal you. You see? But we all think that Jesus healed the dead, you know, raised the dead and healed the sick. And he didn't say, I heal the sick. He said, it's done unto them according to their belief. Now, when you have a patient in the hospital who doesn't want to live, all the medicine doesn't help. They might even go on life support and they're brain dead, you know. All the medicine doesn't have, unless they have the will to live, the desire to live, and the belief that they can. Many patients, as we've said before, are told by the doctor that they're going to die. And I go in and I say, you don't have to die. Well, the doctor says they're going to die. But of course, if you keep on acting like you're acting right now, if you keep on living the way you're living right now, you're going to die. But change your mind. Change your thinking. Begin saying, I'm whole and perfect. Begin having motivation for living, having a motivation for being something, and then you will be something. You see, we are more than we think we are. We are a mind that is absolutely beautiful. We are a mind that exceeds the brain. The brain is only a reflection of a little bit of our mind. And it's a little bit of our mind from the point of view that we limit our awareness of our mind by saying that we can't know or we don't know. When you say, I don't know, you're telling your mind, forget it, you know, I don't want to hear what you have to say. When your mind says to you, you can do anything you want to do, and then you go around saying that you can't, then you're telling your mind, you're through your brain, that you can't. Because the brain has all sorts of filters on it, and these filters keep the information from coming through from your mind, the universal mind, into your beingness. Now, that's not a hard thing to do, but it's not an easy thing to do. People get all uptight about what it is that they're doing. Now, we can be much more than we think we can. And the way we are much more than we think we can is by putting ourselves to the test. There's a foolish young boy who was raised by his daddy to be playing golf. And he played golf very well. And while he played golf in his backyard, he did real well. And then one day he said, "Dad, I want to play on the links." And the father says, "Great." So here he is, 6, 7 years old, going on the links to play, learning to play golf on the golf links. And he not only was good, he was Tiger Woods good. And he was super. Now, what did he do? What did he do? He was so good that everything he did was absolutely fantastic. Everything he did was absolutely fantastic. He played so well because he learned from playing in the backyard. He kept his eye on the ball. He said, "Okay, now ball, go in that hole. Okay, now ball, go over here. Okay, ball, go over there." He didn't have it just go to the same place always. He put the ball where he wanted it to go, and he told the ball to go there, and the ball listened to him and went where he told it to him, because he hit the ball, he moved the ball perfectly. When he made his putts, he says, "Okay, this is a 3-inch putt. I want a tough one, because you're going to over-putt it or under-putt it, because you don't want to hit it hard enough to roll in the hole and out again, you know? You want to just go in there and stay there." Well, he knew what he was doing. He was an absolute genius. He knew what he was doing, and he did it very well. Now, I think that's just wonderful. I think that's just wonderful when somebody realizes that they can do it. Now, he was just a flash in the pan. Just a flash in the pan as a young man, as a teenager, and as a young adult. Just a flash in the pan. Well, today, he's still doing it. And he allowed himself to have a distraction. A girlfriend. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And all the ads and all the big magazines show him hugging and kissing this girlfriend. And he's got the golf links in the background and his golf clubs in the front saying he can do it. And he does. Everybody thinks he's just fantastic. Now, what is he doing that you and I are not doing when we get on the golf links? He sees the ball going where he wants it to go. We are told by our trainers that we should keep your eye on the ball. In golf, you should keep your eye on the ball. In tennis, you should keep your eye on the ball. In any sport, you should keep your eye on the ball. Well, it's true, but keep the ball in your eye. In other words, you're telling that ball where you want it to go. You're not just following it where it goes so you can chase it in the rough, so you can look in the sand traps for it or in the water holes. You don't want to do that. You see it go exactly where you want it to go. Now, Tiger Woods is not built differently than anybody else. He's not more intelligent than anybody else. He merely learned a technique in his backyard that he has practiced all of his life. He tells the ball where he wants it to go, and it goes there. Now, how does he do that? Oh, every muscle, every activity of his body coordinates so that the ball is put there. No, it isn't. What he does, he sees the ball there. Now, if he were to hit the ball, and it would be a slice, but it would be a curly around, it'd still go there. No matter how he would hit the ball, it would still go where he saw it go. You and I, we can do the same thing. We can look at anything in life and say, "It is done." We can say, "I am peace." And whatever our problem may be, it's dissolved. When you say, "I am peace," everything is dissolved. You go into your patients, and you talk to your patients, and you say to them, "All right. You look just great. I am so glad I came to see you today and see you with that smile on your face and that happiness in your heart. Now, I want you to say with me, this is a new psychological principle that the doctors are giving out, and it's only for secret patients now. Say with me now. Breathe deep. Let it all out. Now say, I am peace. 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 How do you feel? Even in these couple seconds that we're saying it, you feel relaxed. You feel peaceful. What happens when you're peaceful? You're in holosync, aren't you? What happens when you're peaceful? What you're doing is you are not letting your tensions control your body. If you let tension control your body, you cannot heal, because all of the enzymes and all of the wonderful juices of your body that are poured out by your system are closed off. Make it, do that once. Go ahead. And what happens? You all tighten up. And when you tighten up like that, all your normal bodily fluids do not function. And now, it's going to take them a second or two to come back. I mean, you messed it up now by following my advice. But don't do that. Never let yourself become uptight. If you see a situation that makes you uptight, all you do is say, I am peace. Not I am at peace. You don't want to be at peace. You're peace. Total peace itself. And when you do that, then you are a magic person. And you are accomplishing magic in every possible way. Now, do you want to accomplish magic in every possible way? Do you want to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do you want to be healthy in every possible way? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want to be independently wealthy? And what's that?
I want to.
Right away, she has to answer with the truth, you know. Ellen, take us out for dinner.
All right.
See how easy that was? No. When we start saying, I am independently wealthy, then we start acting like it. That doesn't mean we just go out spending money. That means we act like it. And when we act like it, then we have things happen. When we act like it, then we have things happen. And that's what we want to have. Everything in divine order. And that's what all matters to all of us. Now, we have to be very careful with what we smile at. When we smile at the dog doing something that's improper, then we are saying to the dog, you're a good boy doing that which is improper. When you smile at a little kid who's being cute, you know, being a bad little child, but being cute, isn't that cute? No, it isn't. You tell the child, now, what did you do when you did that? Why did you do that? Well, I wanted to. I know that. But why did you want to? You are so intelligent. You do everything right. Everything you do is loving. Everything you do is gentle. Everything you do is peaceful. And then they say, yeah, that's true. And then always remember that. Everything you do, let people know that you are peaceful. And the same with Rex here. He is always just trying to get attention. And if you are unaware of how to work with children or dogs, when the child is bad, what's the first thing you do? You chase them. And they love the chase. You chase them and they'll run all over the house. They'll go everywhere. And they don't want to really get away from you. They just want to give you a chase. Well, the dog's the same way. When the dog is doing something to get your attention, he wants you to play and chase with him. So the first thing you do, you say to him, sit. And then you say, stay. And then you say, down. And then you say, stay. And then you gently walk over, not in a big rush. And then you say, now, give it to me. And then you take it away and put it away. But if you run after him, and if you do things after him, he thinks it's a game. And this is the same with your brain. Your brain thinks it's a game to play games of having a cold or being sick, being poor, you know, having any limitation in your life. Your brain thinks that's a game. And you want to put a new cause in motion, that you are today wealthy, healthy, and fantastic in every possible way. poof, that's the way it goes. Fun, isn't it? I love you. Have a wonderful day. And just remember, when I'm talking on this internet talk, and you have anything to say, the microphone's way over here. Yes, Herb, I'll speak so you can hear me. Thank you very much. Good night. I love you. I love you. I love you.